Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so intern Sadie, be careful who you date in Atlanta. So this was one of your relatives that was going on a date. You guys did some digging and some found out some scandalous stuff.
Yeah, there's some tea on ATL Hinge, apparently. But one of my relatives is recently divorced, on Hinge, out meeting people. And she had matched with this guy. They had gone on one date. Apparently it went well. And she called us last weekend and was saying, you know, we're headed out for another date. And she's kind of telling us about him. And the first red flag should have been when she said that he wanted to send her flowers to her house.
Okay.
And she was like, you know, that's really sweet, but I'm not comfortable giving you my address. Which, like, he could have just brought them. There are other options. And instead of taking that as it is, she gets a text from him. And it's a screenshot of the house across the street from where she used to live.
He Google Mapsed her?
He somehow Google Mapsed her at like her old address, screenshots it, sends it to her, and is like, haha, funny.
No.
Yeah.
Scary murderer.
No, haha, psychotic.
So he was just trying to Google, like, so he was going to do his own, if she wasn't going to give up her home address, he was like, surely it's on the internet somewhere.
Right.
But found a previous address. And then screenshots the neighbor's house as a joke?
Yeah. And the thing is, that's where her ex-husband lives. So if he sent the flowers there, that would have been very ha-ha funny, actually. But so he sends that. And my mom and I are on the phone with her like, dude, this is not normal.
No.
But she thinks, oh, it's so sweet. He's going to send me flowers.
She actually found it romantic?
Somehow. Bless her heart.
No.
You know,
oh, man,
bless
the ball
her
is
heart.
Low.
Okay, is this her first date post-divorce?
No.
Okay, all right. Just I wanted to double check because I know you find yourself in a place after divorce, but it's been a minute she's gone on. So this isn't like her dipping her toe back into the dating pool.
No, this is not her first rodeo.
Okay.
Is this guy like a catch? Is he kind of a silver fox, very handsome? No, you're shaking your head.
Mm-mm.
No, because I was about to say, I'm like, women will make excuses if a guy's like a 7 or above. Like, oh, thank God he's cute. He's, you know, he wants to send me flowers. There's nothing wrong with him sending me flowers, but if he's a little, you know, maybe not.
Yeah. So
there's a fine line between chivalrous and creepy, and it all has to do with attractiveness.
100%.
Yeah.
It was, put that it was, on a shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, save that, by the way. 50 Shades of Grey would have been a horror film if he hadn't been a rich billionaire.
Well, and apparently this guy is. Like, she claims he's loaded. Awesome.
Oh, that's why it's sweet.
Yeah, maybe. That might contribute. But she starts telling my mom and I a little bit more about him and what he had told her about his kids and his like life and stuff. And I'm looking at my mom, scratching my head, like, this sounds really familiar. And he was pretty local to where my mom was a teacher, so she knew a lot of people in the community, and he was pretty local to where we grew up. And I'm just like, God, this sounds really familiar. So I start texting my friend. And turns out this dude was my childhood friend's dad. And
what
he
are
had,
the odds?
I know. Small world. He had cheated on her mother. They caught him. They put an air tag on his car and tracked him around. And he was supposed to be going to Starbucks to work every day. And he was going to some girl's house. And
so not only is he cheating on her, but he doesn't even have a job. He's lying about his job.
I don't know if he works, but he doesn't work at Starbucks.
Okay.
So whether that's a barista or on a table, but they caught him. He tried to make it a huge thing, blew it up, tried to pretty much rip the family apart. The kids don't talk to him anymore. And we call my aunt to tell her this information, but it's a little too late. And she's already on the date with him.
No.
She was on the date with him. So my mom's on the phone going, I need you to be calm, like step away, just pretend something's going on with the family. So she kind of backs up and is like, okay, what's going on with mom? Wink, wink. Like, tell me what's going on. And we give her all the info. We're like, don't get in the car with him, because they were going to go to a winery. Like, she was going to get in his car and they were going to carpool. My mom's like, don't get in the car with him. Just like play it cool and dip. So my aunt goes to the freaking winery.
She got in the car with him and she still went even after hearing all that?
She drove herself. But she did continue. They went from location one to location two, which you would think after hearing all that information, you would call it quits. No, not my relatives.
She ain't a quitter.
Full send. Do it for the plot.
Get it to win it.
Yeah. But I mean, they ended up going and, you know, knowing her, she would try and call him out. So we're like, please don't do it. Like, you don't know how he's going to react if you drop this bomb, like this giant bomb that we just gave you on him. So she starts questioning him about it. And this man comes clean, but he's bawling at the winery while he's coming clean.
I would have got the ick right then and there.
I'm leaving. That's when the ick would have kicked in?
Not the
God forbid a man show emotion.
See? We just talked about this yesterday.
He was vulnerable for two seconds. It's not the fact that he cheated on his wife and he broke up the family and he's lying about everything.
No
but
problem.
He cried in front of me.
In public? Go.
At a winery?
Please tell us she's not seeing him anymore.
She claims she's not, but I will keep y'all posted because that means absolutely nothing in our family.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.